And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
We're in Psalms 119, and we've made it to verse 84. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? I think everybody that's ever, as we're been persecuted by others and people have done us wrong, and we're not just saying we're right because we're the ones in it. I mean, it's blatantly that they have went against the Scripture and are persecuting us, and we're suffering as a Christian because of standing for Christ. We'll say, Lord, how long? How many are the days of thy servant? How long are we going to have to keep putting up with this? Are we even going to see? When will thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? Though we don't want to see people go to hell or anything like that, but I'm telling you, it's inside all of us to want to see at times some God do something to those that are persecuting us. That's just our human nature to want to see that, and that's what he's saying there, I believe. When are you going to do something, Lord? When are you going to execute judgment on them? The proud have digged pits for me which are not after thy law. The Bible talks about the snare of the fowler. He was a trapper, and I think about snares that get set by Satan along the way to try to snare up the people of God. He knows he can't get our soul. Some groups of religion don't believe in eternal security, but Satan knows that we're secure in Christ. He knows a lot more about the Bible than we realize, but he knows he can snare us up and mess up our witness, our testimony, and our service to the Lord if we get involved in things that he puts out there. Said, they've digged pits for me which are not after thy law. They're not according to the Word of God. They're things that are against the Word of God. And they tried to make David fall into the pits. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. He's saying, thy commandments, thy Word is faithful. It changes not. It's right there the same day after day. But he said, they persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. He's talking about those enemies there again. Verse 87, they had almost consumed me upon earth. But, there he goes again. But I forsook not thy precepts. They had almost consumed him. David said, you know what? Said, they just about wiped me out. They just about give me the final death blow. But in all that, there I am again, not forsaken thy precepts. Quicken me, verse 88, after thy loving kindness. Make me alive. Give me life. Awaken me, so I shall keep the testimony of thy mouth. He said, Lord, keep me, quicken me, make me alive after thy loving kindness, so that I'll keep the testimony of thy mouth. He wanted to have a good testimony. He wanted to be an example and a demonstration of the testimony that he was a man after God's own heart and that he followed the ways of God. And that's his heart's desire and should be ours too. Verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now, it's not settled on earth. We don't even know which original manuscripts to go by. We don't know, most people don't know what version. They'll just grab one, think one's good as the other. But I know that the King James Bible is the Word of God for English-speaking people. It's translated from the correct manuscripts, and it's an infallible book without error. And he said forever, from now on, for everlasting, for eternity. Oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It might not be settled in the Southern Baptist seminaries. It might not be settled in most Baptist churches in this county and in the world and in the nation. But I'm telling you, the word of God is settled in heaven. It's settled. It's secure. It's sure. It's steadfast. And it's settled. This is the word of God. Now some will say, well, preacher, you're ignorant there. It's not talking about the Bible, just talking about the word of the Lord in general. What is the Bible? It's the Word, the words of God. The inspiration, all Scripture's given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It is a profitable thing and it's settled in heaven. Verse 90, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. He's saying, God, you've been faithful through the generations. He was probably talking about, no doubt, his ancestors and all the way down to him and the preserving of Israel. God had sustained them. He'd kept them. Even though they'd been attacked and the enemy would come on them and judge them because of their disobedience, yet God had preserved them. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. You made the earth and it's still here, still abiding. Verse 91, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Verse 92, unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. David here is greatly putting emphasis on the Word of God and how it's a help and a security during tribulations. Unless thy law had been my delight, unless I delighted and fed on it and stayed with it and believed it and lived it and just digested this word, he said, I would have perished in mine affliction. I believe all the saints of God, as we go through the fiery trials, we realize if it hadn't been for the comfort from this blessed old book, we just might have perished in our afflictions and it might have got the best of us and we threw our hands up and said, just forget it, we'll just draw back from the service of the Lord. But no. The Word of God helped us through it. I will never forget thy word, thy precepts, for them thou hast quickened me. The very Word of God that quickened me and made me alive, born again. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Oh, I praise Him for His Word. I know the Word of God's got to be there. The Spirit of conviction's got to be there. God has that all worked out in His mind and plan. But I want to say thank God for the Word of God that it shows me my need of Christ as a transgressor of the law. Then it tells me the good news of Jesus Christ in the Gospel. I'll never forget them, for with them thou hast quickened me. I don't ever want to turn on the very Bible that God used, the very word He used to speak to my heart and bring salvation. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. There He is again saying what the wicked have done, but He said, but I am taking a different route than they are. Verse 96, I have seen an end of all thy perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. He said, I've seen an end of all the things maybe that God had made and created. He'd seen a lot of that. But He said, thy commandment is exceeding broad. It just keeps going and going. Thy word, it's deep. It has depth and meaning, and we'll never get it all. We're just scratching around on the surface. Verse 97, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Christian, do you love your Bible? Do you really love the Word of God? If you don't read it and pick it up and study it and meditate on it, apply it to your life, you can talk about loving it all you want, but you don't love the Word of God. What we love and have great affection for the things that we do and what we participate in shows where our love is. Thou, through thy commandments, hath made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Thou, through thy word, hast made me wiser than mine enemies. True wisdom, like I've said before, comes from knowing this Bible. See, this Bible all ties together. There's a scarlet thread that runs through the Bible, and that thread is the blood of Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, it's a revealing of man's sin and his hopelessness and helplessness without God, and that the Jesus Christ can do for him what he can't do for himself. In the beginning, God, and in the end, God. This thing started with God and it's ending up with God, and all in between, it's about God. It's about the coming Messiah and all the things that God had ordained and set into place that would lead up to the coming Messiah and the salvation of the people that God would save. The church age. Then after the rapture, the tribulation, the thousand-year millennial, the Armageddon, all the end-time events. It all flows together. It all runs together. It started with God and it's going to end up God still God. And I'm telling you that the Word of God has a central theme and truth, and that is man is a sinner and can't help himself, and Christ is his answer. That's all through the Old and New Testament. It's about Christ and Christ alone and what he wants out of our lives and his teachings. But he said, I've been made wiser than mine enemies, and they're ever with me. They're always there. Every time I think it's going to die down, there's another enemy popping up its head. Verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditations. Those that had influenced him and taught him. He said, I have more now wisdom than they, because the Word of God has been brought to me and it's teaching me and helping me. I understood more than the ancients because I've kept thy precepts, those that are older. Just because you're older in a birthday and on the birth certificate doesn't mean you know more about spiritual things. I've been really let down the last year or two by a bunch of gray-headed saints who are so shallow in grace and knowledge and wisdom of the Word of God, they're afraid who they'll offend about taking their stand. They're more worried about offending man than they are offending a holy, thrice holy God. God gets offended because we won't stand for the truth, but we worry about offending ever diddle Bob and little Jane and everybody that comes along. We need to worry about and be concerned about, does it offend a holy God? I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. See, if we're going to keep the word, we're going to have to refrain our feet from every evil way. Not just some of them, but anything that's evil, we can't go that way. There's some things I just can't support and can't put my money in and my approval and my being a member there and me being a join to it. I can't, because he said, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. You can't be keeping God's word when you're going along knowingly into evil ways and things that are evil. We oughtn't to be partakers of it. No way, no way. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Through thy word, see, when you get understanding of the truth, it'll cause you to hate every false way. We'll end up right there, and next week we'll begin in Psalm 119. Psalm 119 in verse 104. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.